You're listening to a special edition of the playlist featuring zombies.
End of mindless institution. Temples unlock right intuition. This prejudice sharpens your wits. Tongue hisses deeper than bullets. Polluting money supplies. True, free, market, not accounted lies. Poverty and disease will now cease. Dine the peace deeds to our new world lease.
Playlist is the playlist to survive the apocalypse.
Nice.
A zombie apocalypse. We just had the first bit of that happening right now. We just heard And Kit Love with Mental Revolution. You can find him andkitlove.com. And let me tell you about this guy. He's from New Delhi, India. Do you think the apocalypse can happen out there?
I think it's completely possible.
Zombies exist in India.
If you go on Wikipedia, I actually looked this up. The term zombie came originally from like voodoo, mm-hmm. like someone possessed by bad mojo or something, mm-hmm. and actually like raised from the dead with a specific purpose or something to like wreak havoc and like take revenge or something for the death, for their death or someone else's or something, you know. But it's been interpreted so many different times. Like the word magic used to really define something like truly intangible almost, but it's been turned into such a plastic word nowadays.
Almost like the Prius, which I mean...
Before the car came out, I don't ever remember hearing the word Prius.
I kind of wanted to pitch to Prius for like a commercial to advertise their car, but like an online thing, and have it like a little mini web series of a couple... or, you know, two people escaping a zombie invasion in the Prius.
Oh, wow.
Because
it's so quiet.
Because under 5 miles an hour, it's quiet. So it's like, you know, maybe showing all the different features of the Prius as they're escaping. Like, added trunk space. Or like, hey, we have the solar powered solar powered air conditioning to get us through the desert. You know,
right?
It's like, oh no, we're coming upon a zombie horde. Let's drop under 5 miles an hour. They won't hear us as we go by.
Mode.
Yeah.
Or you could even do it for. Do like the electric car revolution for solar vehicles and alternative energy and everything for like as a major backer for a new model or something of an electric vehicle that has solar panels that you don't always have to plug in. You can still get residual energy and everything. Do a commercial for it in that sense. And like at the end of it, be like, when the zombie, and you know, you see them running from zombies and everything, and they're very quiet, you just like step on the pedal and it just goes, and it's like, you know, but at the very end of it, after you see all that, it just kind of fades to the lettering, just like in the zombie apocalypse, when you're out of gas, who will be like, will you be left to
really,
something or, like when the zombies come
there to save you when you're out of gas, something like that.
Like,
or
yeah.
How will you escape when you're out of gas?
Yeah. Like how will you survive a zombie apocalypse when you're out of gas? And you can actually show an electric vehicle pulling up to a vehicle that someone's run out of gas and they're like stranded, and the electric vehicle just like, you know, just pulls up. And they save the day. Everybody piles in. Like,
they climb in through the sunroof.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that could be, you know, you could have like little, you can make it sort of like a joke, you know, with different labels, you know, as they're pulling up and doing something. It's like they jump in through the sunroof and it's like escape hatch.
Yeah, exactly. You got to totally like zombie apocalypse the whole thing out. So
exactly.
make it as if they're got the car in the zombie apocalypse, but you can still tell it's like a Prius or neon or something, you know.
It would have to be like neon green, just something like just completely outrageous.
Well, they do it like camo colors though too. But of course they'd still have like the solar panels. They'd have like covers form or something. Like you can even show that in. You can do it like a couple days. It's kind of like a timeline almost in like a 30-second thing, like a, you know, like the morning or something. They're like charging the car. They're like packing up, and they're like, "Okay, we got to move."
Dude, we should just film it.
We should. we can get like.
I don't have a Prius though.
You know what?
Who has a Prius? Let's get Brad Pitt.
Dude, I'll bet if we go to a big celebrity who has an electric vehicle, a solar-powered vehicle or something, and we say, "Hey, we want to do this in a really cool way, but we want to send a really good message about it. Like, hey, like seriously, you should think about alternative fuels. Like, if anything, take this joke and think about it seriously. Like, in a zombie apocalypse, do you really want to run out of gas? No.
We're going to have more with the zombie / apocalypse playlist right after we hear a song. I think it's fitting. Here's Ra Ra with Parkade, and that's the nightclub mix. You can find them at rawrawraband.com.
Weathered hands and overt blush will make you look and feel just as old, but you're going home. When the lights blink out, I'll stay awake just thinking, how do they end this? You sleeping in an extra room. Oh,
really think about it, to be a reanimated zombie, which has only a shred of the humanity that the soul gives a body, it would have to be part biological, associated with the body to like infect it with a virus to actually cause the tissue to be able to reanimate and move about, even though decomposition is still taking place. But it also have to be tied in with a spiritual voodoo sense to almost enchant the body back into being. And because, I mean, when you die, you're no longer inhabiting your body. Your spirit has ceased to inhabit that body. I mean, because you've used it, and now your spirit has moved on to other things, and maybe you'll be reincarnated as something else. But like when a zombie would be raised, like by voodoo and like a special containment or something, it would be along the lines of just like trying to rip back a shred of the spirit that left that body. So it's damaged. And that's why it's just kind of, that's why, you know, the brain's already dead anyway, so it can't really think too well. But the fact that, the fact that you're trying to bring back a little bit of humanity to inhabit the body that's already left it. So it's kind of already messed up in that way too.
Yeah.
Plus the body's decomposing and everything. So it would have to be a contaminant, like some kind of virus, along with some kind of spiritual voodoo magic type of ritual.
We're going a little crazy on this playlist, okay. Because we just heard that was Denim Dan saying his kind of interpretation of what's going to happen. We're going to hear another song. We're going to hear Caroline Smith and The Good Night Sleeps. How about that? With Callup, and then after that we're going to find out what Andy's ideal situation for the apocalypse, how that's going to happen. All that coming up next on this crazy special edition of the... I guess we're celebrating October early.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Yeah.
Right? Celebrating it early. And by the way...
You should always celebrate zombies.
And by the way, you can... catch Carolyn Smith and The Goodnight Sleeps at thegoodnightsleeps.com.
When the cold breeze goes, I'll be looking for my name in the bright lights. When the morning star crows, I'll be waiting for my bones to feed an appetite. When the bomb drops out, that's when I begin to lose it. I'm boarding up the door, spilt the water on the floor, so I can use it, so I can use it. Drops out, that's when I begin to lose it. Under Calio, underneath the patio, it's where I look in, it's where I look in now. And I've been waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. I'll be looking for my name in the bright light. When the monster crawls, I'll be waiting for my bones. I'll be waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you. I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you. I've
waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. You.
How do I think it's going to go down? It's going to go down with, I don't know, maybe some sort of food item or some sort of disease just happens to get someone by surprise, and then it's going to be in the middle of a city, populated city, and then, you know, before people have a chance to react and figure it out, it's all over with. You know, it's going to be everyone for themselves, and the, you know, mass chaos and havoc and
kind of like Contagion, something like that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Like Outbreak. It's basically Outbreak.
I didn't see Outbreak either.
Whoa.
Oh, man. At the very least, watch it for the monkey.
Yeah. Star. Major star.
Oh, of course.
I hear that monkey also came out in Friends. He was Marcellus.
Yes, he was. Yes, apparently.
Oh, well. I thought we were making a joke.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the monkey.
Yeah. Dude, I want to be the monkey's agent. How about that? Making a killing off of a monkey.
Well, a lot of people talk about having monkey butlers, but what about being a butler for a monkey?
Nah.
That'll never happen. Yeah. No monkey will ever have that kind of money.
Not in this town, anyway.
Not in this town. Let's hear another song. Let's hear Mandala with their song Flight. You can find them facebook.com/MandalaMusic1. And also, if you go there, you can get a free download of the album. So how about that? We'll have more with the apocalypse.
Bite your tongue, shake his hand, the hollow stare. Pay some money, stab a friend, but you don't care. Pipe that piper back down the road. The old man reminds me life's a joke. Looking for light from the bottom of a gun, I said breathe, cause I will find you now. And all the time has come for you to leave from this town. Listen here, man, listen close. You reap what you sow. Stand at the altar with the virgin, you might see how she glows. The priest, he winks, yes, he drinks his wine. Tell him Jesus was a lovely guy.
By zombies, what should I do?
Well, first thing, get yourself some good zombie repellent.
Yeah.
Well, I would say stock up on water first. Water's always
hydration
king.
Is salvation, yeah. After all.
Hmm.
So now everybody is coming after you. What's the escape plan? We're going to go with Andy.
Grab the guns. Grab like a aluminum baseball bat, things that were lying around the house, blunt objects, blunt instruments. Hop in the most all-terrain vehicle that you have because, you know, cars are going to be lining the streets. And either one, make your way to the sea and make sure you grab a desalinator along with all of your water.
Very important. Yes.
And steal a boat because you know somebody has died and you grab their
That's
boat.
That's true. And zombies, right? According to my knowledge, have no idea of the sea. Like their nautical knowledge is none.
It's zero. And also be sure you have some fishing supplies. Get yourself to an offshore oil rig. And then you just, you know, purify all the salt water and fish for your life for the rest of your life.
Plan. By the way, I forgot to mention the last song that we played, which was Red Eye Fugu and their track Prophecies. I don't mind. You can find them redeyefugu.tumblr.com. And I'll have all these links on the playlist. And if you want to be featured on the playlist, go ahead, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you know, emailing me, you should log on to entertheshell.com where we have major podcasts and we got some big time bloggers. Lastly, Denim, what's your escape plan?
I just want to say, like, Red Eye Fugu sounds like the virus that would infect everyone.
Whoa.
Like, Red Eye Fugu is like what turned, like, once you get the right eyes, like, it's Red Eye Fugu. He has it. He's the zombie, you know.
That's it.
But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, Andy's second plan is pretty much like what I've always thought of, like going back to my hometown in Ohio, even to like my dad's farm, fortifying his house and the barn and like building a tunnel between the two. And just you can have a garden. He's up on a hill a little bit. So you just build a little tower or build onto up on top of wherever you're staying. So you have a lookout tower. You get some good firearms. There's going to be firearms, vehicles, everything laying around. You know, when people go deserting, just running around and everything. But you just hold up and make sure that whatever happens, you can drop everything and go within 5 seconds. Like, no matter what, you have like a vehicle ready to go. That's the most important thing. No matter where you go and you build up fortifications, you always have to have like a vehicle ready to go with supplies and stuff. And you know what? Sometimes you have to leave people behind too.
Yeah.
You just have to make that choice.
But don't leave this podcast behind.
Oh no.
This needs to be in your arsenal.
Take this one with you when the zombies attack.
Exactly.
This is vital.
Yeah, that way you can listen to some music, get attacked, and survive with the help of Andy and, of course, Dan. My personal take on the whole zombie thing, it's not going to happen, people. Wake up.
No. Well, that's why we have video games, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And films.
So we leave now on a fantastic note. We're going to now play the Asteroid Shop and their song Dandelion. You can find them facebook.com/TheAsteroidShop, which if any virus is going to come, it's going to come from an asteroid. Let's face it. Well, I'm just saying that's how we're going to wrap it.
Yeah.
antidote to the virus, like Red Eye Fugu. But you know, like for some reason, like you see like a zombie just for some reason just grabbing a handful of grass that has dandelions in it, and he eats it, and then you see him like acting weird, and then he like, you know, just starts walking a little straighter, and then like he falls down, and then he just kind of, after a while, he just gets back up and he's like normal again, and you're like, whoa, man.